This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Nakuma's Hawaii conference here on the beautiful island of Kauai. Oh my gosh, in the middle of the South Pacific. And look who I ran into, OM Financial's very own Tim Strandquist. How are you, Tim?
Very good. How are you?
Doing great.
This is not bad.
Better now that you're here.
Great. Yeah, this is perfect.
I know. It's a pretty nice day today.
I feel for the people in Minnesota and South Dakota sending me pictures. I have family up there, so they're sending me the snow and how bad it is.
Right? Is that where you're from? Or
originally Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll go from the sun and the sand to the snow.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I live in Houston. So,
oh, there's no snow there.
So I just... This is the time of year where I send a lot of pictures of the weather.
Look how wonderful it is in Houston.
Yeah, yeah, in Houston. Okay. It's great.
I gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, good on you for that.
Yeah, thank you. My family hates me.
And now you can send them pictures from here.
Yes.
Yeah, even better. Yes. Oh, gosh. All right, sir. Hey, you are from OM Financial Group, obviously.
Yes.
Give us a quick plug on what you guys are doing for Creighton's out there.
So we do, I guess, a lot of things, but mainly consulting on supplemental executive retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to keep a team in place, or mm-hmm. keep an executive, or even kind of help recruit an executive.
Yep, yep.
We're constantly looking for more efficient ways to get the money from the credit union to the executive.
Okay.
Without the tax burden, just a savings for the credit union, mm-hmm. in essence.
And how important is that today with the changing of the guard, if you will? Because a lot of current CEOs are retiring or have retired, and
a new
some fresh blood, I guess, is coming in the door. So what you guys are doing has never been more prominent, I would think, right?
I think so, yeah. So I started my career, I did about a dozen years of recruiting, mm-hmm. or headhunting, mm-hmm. executive recruiting. And so this is kind of the best tool if you're looking to keep an executive.
Oh, yeah.
But we're seeing more and more deeper discussions in terms of commercial lenders, just the IT function especially, too. Just trying to protect, they're getting recruited all the time, mm-hmm. so trying to protect them from going somewhere else.
Oh, like that.
But then with all the changes, and the baby boomers were kind of halfway through that, or a little bit past halfway through that cycle,
mm-hmm.
of retirements, just kind of looking for the next talent,
mm-hmm.
keeping them locked in, and trying to do it most efficient way.
Definitely an interesting environment right now, for
it is.
Sure. So, hey, let's talk about the topic at hand
here,
and that is how the rate environment is impacting executive compensation in the credit union industry. So give us a quick overview here.
There's a lot to this, but I think for anybody who's watching who has a plan, I think there's a couple things to keep in mind. Is when COVID hit, we saw a big change in some of the products that were put in place. So we saw a massive change in just the equity market. And so there are some executives that have their plans tied to the equity market.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also saw some different insurance products. We only utilize a whole life product, but there are other products out there that were somewhat affected. Our product was affected too, but more so some of the ones that are kind of option strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would just say to executives, if you have a plan, just make sure that it's kind of up to date, it's forecasted for the future on some of the caps that have changed,
mm-hmm.
some of the dividends have changed. And so just kind of always looking at how it's performing against what was projected initially.
Yeah.
But then also we're talking to a lot of our clients right now on credit union owned life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of that was kind of a yield grab. They were trying to grab a certain percentage of dollars with some of their investments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some are now cashing out of that and just either going to treasuries, because mm-hmm. you're getting over 4% on treasuries. And so instead of getting 2 or 3%
right.
on the COLA, you get 4+.
Oh, wow.
On just simple treasuries. So we're seeing a lot of them just kind of explore that.
So the increase in interest rate is actually a good thing for in this case, right?
Well, it can be, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not necessarily a great thing for if you're putting in a new plan. It's making it a little bit tougher to just try to implement a plan. And this is really into the weeds. I don't want to get that, but I would just say whoever your provider is, have them, evaluate that.
Okay.
What are the options? Could you cash out of a product and move it to something else right
mm-hmm.
now, given the rate environment?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just kind of navigating that every month with our clients and looking at those kinds of things.
Every day's an adventure for you guys.
It's just right now
every day's different, right?
Yeah, I think right now everything is because of the rate environment, and we're seeing, kind of the rate that we use to do a lot of what our product is based on
mm-hmm.
has really risen, and it's mm-hmm. going to be, probably 4.5% mm-hmm. in December. So it's just taking more money to do what we could do last year, the year before, okay, for a lot less money.
Right.
So it's a little bit less efficient. We're having to always kind of evaluate our design, update it.
Right.
You know, looking at new strategies.
So pardon my ignorance here, but are people staying because of this? Are they putting off retirement or putting off changing a job because of this? Or
I think you'll see that.
What's the trend here?
Well, I don't think anyone's necessarily putting off retirement right now for that. I would just say, make sure that it is evaluated correctly.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest thing. If you have a plan in place, make sure that it's up to date in terms of the forecasting. Mm-hmm. What is the cap going to be in the future?
Okay.
And make sure that that's correct. In terms of putting plans in place, I think you're just going to have to, whoever the providers are, we're all having to get more creative in building these plans.
Yeah.
And so it's a consulting agreement with the CEO or with the board and kind of working through that, but we're just having to get a little bit more creative in how we're putting it in place. So. Challenges like anything else, you know.
So I mean, and speaking of kind of looking in the future, what's the forecast for 2023? If you can even do that with today's murky crystal ball out there.
It's a great question. If I could, I wouldn't be here working, but I'd be out doing something else on the beach. But no, I think we'll see what happens. We'll probably see an adjustment in terms of rates. I don't know in the time frame that we're dealing with. We don't know. We're kind of preparing. So anything we're doing right now, we're kind of forecasting 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Okay. We're going to kind of evaluate those plans. Mm-hmm. So we're setting them up to possibly redo them in the future.
Okay.
And so, you know, trying to do that in the best way where the least amount of capital from the credit union is going to these plans is really the goal for us. Mm-hmm. So just we're constantly evaluating that. So I think rates will tick down eventually, but we may be in for a tough period.
Yeah, I think probably later 2023, probably, if that happens.
So, if that happens.
I hear you. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else to add here, Tim?
No, I think we're just excited to be here. We love the credit union space, so we're honored to be here.
Good people.
This is great. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, my gosh. You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for your support
as well.
We appreciate that big time. And keep up the good work there at OM Financial Group.
Thank you. We'll try.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.